This call is being recorded.
So welcome everybody to the call. Thank you for being with me this evening, and thank you for supporting this work that we are doing. This work is transforming the health of nations. It is about a different way of thinking, and we are working hard to get the word out. I call it a movement in transforming the health of nations. So thank you everybody for being on the call. I have the agenda will be as follows. I have some announcements I want to share with you. I want to share with you Pauline's success story. Then I'm going to move into some comments, some statistics, and then addressing disease conditions such as cancer in terms of five pillars, which is injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. And then we'll open it up for questions and answers. So we'll kind of go in that order. So the announcement I have is, first of all, there are two spots available for TAFI. TAFI is the course that we do via teleconference call with me as a leader and a team of six people. TAFI stands for Taking Action for Your Health. It runs every day, 5 days a week, and we have decided that 8:30 Pacific time in the morning, 8:30 a.m. Pacific time in the morning, is the good time to do our TAFI call with TAFI Team 45. This course runs 5 days a week for approximately 2 months. It's a course that I have personally designed that follows the laws of nature. It gives you the education that you need to take action for your health. And one person from each family can register, and you can teach your entire family. The course fee is $377 plus the cost of your therapeutic superfoods and herbs. I want to move into the Monday night calls. I have them every Monday, except next Monday is Thanksgiving weekend. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. There is no call next Monday. We'll resume the Monday after. Nature Sunshine is providing us with a guest speaker to do a Western tour. And the guest speaker is Cindy Clement. She's a nutritionist, and she's also a professor at a university. And she will be in Kelowna on Thursday, November the 15th. So put that one down in your calendar. Thursday, November 15th at the Ramada Inn at 6:30. Be in Vancouver on Monday, November 12th, so this is the same week, at the Holiday Inn Express in Metrotown, Burnaby. For those of you that are in Winnipeg, I'm not sure. Friday. On Friday, November 16th, she's in Winnipeg. We're all here to transform the health of nations, to show others that there is another way. So please register for this upcoming event. We have presently 30 people registered for Kelowna. Yahoo, Kelowna! This is awesome. Next announcement I have is on every Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific time, Nature Sunshine with Rancha presents Lunch and Learn for 15 minutes. And that's every Thursday. So each week, a different product is presented. And there is a phone that you could dial in, and it's 647-497-9386. And then there's an access code, and the access code is 563-876-204. And we have the upcoming convention happening October 18th, 19th, and 20th in Montreal. We have lots of people going to Montreal from this area, so I am really excited about that. Okay, I want to move into defining something that's so important for our bodies, and that's this whole idea of digestion. So this is a definition of normal digestion, and then there's a definition of ideal digestion. Normal digestion is assumed to have taken place as long as food is broken down into small enough particles to be absorbed into the blood from the intestines. But there's a big but here. This does not mean that these small particles are usable for energy by the stem cells. Ideal digestion takes place when the chemistry of the digestion, along with its digestive juices, is able to convert the mineral energy received from or released from the food into the frequency of the human tissue. This is the energy that stem cells can use to create new cells or to replicate cells. So health is ideal digestion, where you absolutely need minerals. I am so excited to announce that Chinese Mineral Qi Tonic is now back on the market. It is an amazing tonic that we've had for many years. It has been off the market for about a year and a half. It is back on the market. Everybody needs to be using Chinese Mineral Qi Tonic because health is ideal digestion, where you need minerals. Those minerals in Qi Tonic have the frequency of the human tissue. I have a little article here that I've entitled "The Magic Bullet Worked but Was Not Recognized," and this comes from Carol. She's my colleague, and she says this: "Here is the trap that many people fall into by not heeding to nature. A man in his 60s tried MC, and that's our oral chelation product. It's a tablet, a designer tablet. And after using it for 1 month, said that he would not take it anymore because it wasn't doing anything for him. However, what he did not recognize and what he did not acknowledge was that he did not have to get up to go to the bathroom at night after using MC for 1 month. He did not acknowledge that his prostate started to work right. He did not recognize that his prostate swelling went down. He did not recognize that his bathroom trips subsided. So he went off MC. He said it wasn't working. The consequence was that the prostate began to swell. Then he was diagnosed with cancer. That led to surgery, which led to a serious hospital infection, which led to isolation for 3 weeks, which led to the use of multiple antibiotics, which led to intestinal tract infection, which led to diapers and diabetes. That led to a brain tumor. The result is that he died. Yet all of this could have been prevented if he had stayed on MC, the oral chelation designer tablet. And Pauline was present at our event on Saturday, so I am going to read her story, which is so profound. Pauline knew Nature's Sunshine products and had used them sporadically from time to time, but what she did not know was the power of the products when they are organized into a program. Well, in 2015, Pauline ended up with severe pain in her hip. She was unable to walk to the beach. She could not play with her grandchildren. She could not ski. She could not dress or tie her shoes. There was pain during the day, and there was pain at night. Sleep was terrible. Did Pauline think that Nature's Sunshine products would help her? Not in her mind. This was pain way beyond simple herbs. So she went to a physiotherapy or physiotherapist, and she went for physiotherapy treatments until the physiotherapist stated there was no more that could be done for her. And she used tubes upon tubes of Voltaren muscle rub. That made little difference. Then she went to the pain clinic for prolotherapy, not just for one treatment, but for 8 treatments that cost $2,000. No success. Then she went to a naturopathic doctor, and then more prolotherapy treatments with no success. In between times, she did hot pads, cold pads, the TENS machine, more money. Next came the IMS acupuncture needles, which cost $500 each treatment. Time went by and the pain persisted. Now, 16 months later, Pauline is able to get dressed on her own and she is able to tie her shoes, but the pain continued. Quote, "My whole life was consumed by pain. Pain, pain, pain. Money, money, money." End of quote. Pauline then enrolled in the blood plasma treatments. Thousands of dollars later, in May 2017, Pauline looked at the TAFI program. That's Taking Action for Your Health. A course which teaches you your health, how to take responsibility, and how to discover your own sources of inflammation, how to detoxify your bowels, your kidneys, your liver, how to use quality trusted products. This was a course that guided her how to take daily actions using Nature Sunshine superfoods and herbals. Pauline was on board, and here are her words. Quote, "Within 3 weeks, there was a huge difference. The pain level was minimal." Pauline was ecstatic to the point of tears. For 18 months, she lived in pain, and now 3 weeks into TAFI, and her pain is gone. This was a miracle. Pauline has now enrolled in TAFI the third time. She loves TAFI, and she is now enrolled in TAFI the third time. She was at my event on Saturday. TAFI was so very impactful to her life that she wants to now teach it to her family and friends. She wants to become an expert in how to take responsibility for your own health, how to become self-reliant in health. So with this, I want to share some thoughts regarding Pauline's story. So picture this scenario. Your car stops running. What do you immediately do? I would say you would check your fuel tank. Whoops, you find it's empty. That car needs fuel to run. Now, not any old fuel will do either. It must be the right kind of fuel. You wouldn't put diesel in a gas-powered vehicle. So apply this analogy to Pauline's body. She never even thought about putting the right kind of fuel into her body. Her body needed high-dense, quality-controlled fuel. Now, that car that you drive also needs an oil change. Pauline never thought about detoxification for her body, changing the oil. Picture your car totally breaking down. You would not even think twice about spending, I don't know, $900, $1,000 on car repairs. But what do you do when it comes to your body breakdown? All of a sudden, money becomes the variable that stops you from fixing your own body. In your own mind, it should be free. And to this thought I say, groceries from a grocery store are not free. Therefore, superfoods, those therapeutic superfoods that can fix your body, cannot be free either. As a matter of fact, TAFI can save you money. Think of the thousands of dollars Pauline spent on fixing her body, and yet TAFI cost her only $377 plus the cost of the supplements. And today, she's able to play with her grandchildren, go to the beach, walk, dress, tie her shoes, ski. I can only say this. I urge you to take on your own health. It is precious beyond measure. Your body is the vehicle you use 24/7, and if you don't fuel it properly, it will break down. Today, I understand how difficult it is to decide what fuel really drives your body. But know this, that Nature Sunshine has some remarkable high-value foods that no grocery store will ever provide for you. I'm here to say it is way more profitable for you to purchase Green Zone, for instance, from Nature Sunshine, than a whole bunch of vegetables and fruits that you would buy to juice them. Remember, you would have to eat 10 tomatoes today to give you the same nutrient value that one tomato gave you in 1941. You would have to eat 28 apples today to give you the same nutrient value that one apple gave you in 1941. Picture the amount of money you'd have to spend, and you wouldn't have enough room in your stomach to handle all those. Just taking one spoonful of Green Zone provides you with all the nutrients you need and more. My message to you is, do your body a favor every single day. Give it good therapeutic fuel, a spoonful of Green Zone, an ounce of Mineral Chi Tonic, a scoop of Collagen Plus, a Solstic Energy. Add water and ice, and there you go. It's that easy. Into a shaker bottle. Shake it up. It's quick, high-dense fuel for your body as you run out the door. And why do I teach this? It's because today, more than 20 million Canadians are suffering from digestive disorders. Each year, nearly 30,000 Canadians die of diseases of the digestive system. In 2013, almost 2 million people, 12 years and over, these are young people, they were diagnosed with diabetes. Every 7 minutes in Canada, someone dies from a heart attack or a stroke that could have been prevented. In 2014, 97,000 men were diagnosed with cancer and 94,000 women were diagnosed with cancer. 2 out of 5 Canadians are expected to develop cancer sometime during their life. So I want to move into, what can we do? Our health is in trouble, and we need to have this information. This is where I discuss cancer and other disease conditions in terms of 5 pillars. I want to start off by defining cancer. I say, how can you look after a cancerous condition if you don't know what it is? And Dr. Christopher once said something very powerful. He said, there are no such things as incurable diseases. There are only incurable people. Let's define cancer. Cancer is an out-of-control cell replication that occurs when there is an injury, and the repair of that injury is not made due to nutritional deficiencies and an oxygen deficiency, and the cell walls within that injured area become mutated by fungus. So if we take this definition apart, we find this out. For cancer to occur, there is, number one, an injury. The injury sets up the replication process. For cancer to occur, there is a nutritional deficiency. How can your little carpenters called the stem cells replicate healthy cells for you if you do not have the materials, or they do not have the materials needed for that cell repair? It's called nutrients. For cancer to occur, there is a lack of oxygen. In order for stem cells to replicate healthy cells. They need nutrients and they need oxygen. For cancer to occur, there is an infection. When the oxygen levels to the injured area drops to below 35%, then oxidation, for the purpose of healthy cell replication by the stem cells, can no longer take place. I just want to move into something that is thought-provoking. Today we are led to believe that cancer is this mysterious disease that we have absolutely no control over, and therefore we must give money to cancer research so that they could find a cure for cancer. And I'm going to refer to 1837, Hans Christian Andersen, who wrote the so-called fairy tale entitled The Emperor's New Clothes. The most profound observation in that fairy tale was a little child who said this, quote, "But he had no clothes on at all." That observation wasn't made by a doctor or a lawyer or a university professor. It was made by a little child, a powerful fairy tale book that teaches us how easily we can become deceived. I'll leave that thought with you. Cancer starts from an injury. Even way back there in 100 years ago, I have a copy of this book called Medical Textbook of General Pathology that was written by Dr. Ziegler in 1903, and it was taught in medical universities. That book states this quote, "The causes of the tumor formation may be a single injury, a blow, crushing, fracture, etc., as well as repeated mechanical irritation such as rubbing, scratches, etc." Even back there in 1903, doctors knew that cancer started from an injury. If we go to Dr. McDougall, who actually studied the pancreatic cancer that Steve Jobs had, Dr. McDougall said this, "Cells have rules. They don't divide at their own free will. Cells only divide when there is a wound, and they divide to repair that wound. In cancer, cells get injured and they start dividing." End of quote by Dr. McDougall. So then we start thinking about injuries. And how do we get these injuries? As we've noticed, Dr. Ziegler said those injuries can be a physical type of injury. It could be even a fall or a car accident or accidents. But that physical injury could also lead to a trapped blood clot. And if the lymphatic system is not able to clean it out, and the oxygen can't move into that area, that can lead to a cancerous growth. A mammogram can cause an injury. A root canal procedure can cause an injury. Surgery, biopsies can cause injury. Radiation, chemotherapy can cause injuries. An injury can cause from a nutritional deficiency. Way back there in 1970, Dr. Linus Pauling, who was the father of vitamin C, said, "You can trace every disease ailment to a mineral deficiency." Injuries can start from mineral deficiencies. Even think about cracked or chapped lips. Usually happens when there's an omega-3 deficiency. my book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, which has sold over 5,000 copies, and that's about 2 years ago now, and it continues to sell. That book has a study where agricultural scientists analyzed the nutrient values of different foods in 1941, and then they repeated nutrient analysis of foods that were grown in 1991, and they found an alarming decrease of nutrient values of all kinds of foods that were grown in soils of 1991. Broccoli had 75% less calcium. Spinach had 60% less iron. Fruits, all of them, had 27% less zinc, and there's a whole list of them. Minerals is a key to good health. Even back in 1890s, Antoine Bichamp said, a deficiency of one mineral element allows morbid waste matter to accumulate. So think about a nutritional deficiency where the membrane loses its integrity and cracks internally. Dr. Hulda Clark wrote a book called Cure for All Cancers, and she showed documented evidence that every cancer case had a parasite. Think about this. There is an accumulation of toxic waste debris that the body cannot move out. That waste debris invites parasites. And those parasites can eat through the membrane, causing an injury, just like a worm can eat through a leaf, causing an injury to the leaf. Cancer can start from a virus. So think about cervical cancers that are started by human papilloma virus. Why does the virus start there? Because there is an accumulation of toxic waste debris that the lymphatic system has not been able to dispose of. That virus then damages the membranes of the cervix, and cancer starts. Dr. Fibiger in 1926 watched rats in a sugar warehouse, and all kinds of them were getting cancer. He repeated this observation in a laboratory setting, and he said that sugar has a contributing factor to cancer, that sugar can cause this injury. He received a Nobel Prize for his findings. Dr. Lustig in 2010 wrote a book, The Sugar Fix, The High Fructose Fallout That Is Making You Fat and Sick. He also states how sugar is a contributing factor to cancer. Dr. Alphonse Weber found microbes in every cancer case. Microbes grow in unhealthy tissue that can cause an injury. Dr. Bernice Eddy, in 1957, she was injecting hamsters on a kidney mixture in which vaccines were cultured. In other words, she was injecting hamsters with vaccinations. To her horror, they all developed tumors. She alerted her colleagues way back there in 1957, and she stated, if we institute the vaccination program into our society, we will have an epidemic of cancer within 20 years. She said that boldly, strongly. She was fired. The vaccination programs were instituted into our society. None of us read the insert to those vaccinations. We fail to see that those vaccinations contain ingredients such as aluminum, which is a heavy metal, crosses the blood-brain barrier, Timoroso, which is mercury, a heavy metal, formaldehyde, viruses, grown in sick animal pus. We don't read these things. We blindly accept and trust. Dr. Versendahl, along with Dr. Simoncini, Dr. Lustig, they all said that the cancer injury was caused by candida yeast in the body. Candida is fed by sugar, by antibiotics, by various drugs. And if we study candida, we find out that candida produces false estrogens. We call them xenoestrogens. Those xenoestrogens negatively impact the function of the thyroid. And one of the functions of the thyroid is metabolism. Another function of the thyroid is body temperature. That candida affects the functioning of the thyroid. Cancer cannot grow in a body temperature of 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit or 37 degrees Celsius. So we see the connection between candida and the thyroid and cancer. Candida's false estrogens also throw all the hormones out of whack. That's what creates menopause. That's what creates menstrual difficulties. And the candida also produces ethanol alcohol, which the liver has to detoxify. So now the liver is compromised because of all the candida in the body. And candida is known to grow roots or a set of tendrils that poke holes in the gut membrane. And this candida escapes into the bloodstream, making the blood sticky and heavy, impeding blood circulation, impeding the flow of nutrient energy and oxygen to the various cells and tissues. Injury can also come from fillings in our teeth, mercury fillings in our teeth. That's heavy metals. Can come from the hormones in meats that we're eating or hormones in milk, chemicals, food additives. Injury can also come from strong emotions. It was Dr. Hamer that studied the connection between the injury and strong emotions. He said strong negative emotions causes an overload of toxic acids. And those toxic acids eat away at weakened, or I should say inherently weakened, internal membranes. Could be an inherent weak organ or gland in the cell, in your body. There's a saying that goes along with cancer, and it's, quote, what's eating you? So one thing we need to know here is that cancer starts from an injury and requires an entire framework of therapeutic nutrition in order for the stem cells to replicate healthy cells to repair and heal that injury. I want to move into now what happens when there is an injury. Whenever there's an injury, the brain sends a message to that injured area. We call that message current of injury. And that current of injury sets up an ionic field. It's almost like an electromagnetic field. And that field triggers the stem cells into action. Again, just to reiterate, your stem cells are the little carpenters that we have in our body. They are found in every organ and gland of your body. And their purpose is to initiate the process of cell replication whenever there is an injury. Whenever they need to replicate cells, the stem cells are called to action. And in order for them to replicate healthy cells, they require the fundamental building blocks. They need proteins, amino acids, minerals, vitamins, essential fatty acids, water, oxygen, and so on, phytonutrients. And if all these building blocks are present in abundance, those little carpenters are happy. They get to work. And they can then replicate healthy cells. At the point that the cells are replicated, they repair the injury. And when that injury is repaired, the whole process of cell replication stops. That current of injury from the brain to the injured area stops. The stem cells go to rest. However, imagine what happens if even one of those building blocks is missing. And I know that it's minerals. Then you can see how difficult it is for stem cells to replicate healthy cells. And those stem cells will continue to try to replicate until you give them all the nutrients they need. And if there's not enough minerals, healthy cell replication cannot take place, and that current of injury from the brain to the injured area continues. So we see, again, one of the keys in putting cancer to rest is to stop the current of injury by feeding the body plenty of minerals and essential nutrients. I also want to bring in one more point. That current of injury from the brain to the injured area, that message, may be impeded by the effects of glyphosates that we find in all grain products in 2018. Glyphosates are known to cause leaky brain. They get into the brain area. Can you now see that those glyphosates can affect the function of the brain and can affect that current of injury, which is significant, if the stem cells need to be called to action? I want to move now into inflammation. Inflammation starts from leaky gut. Now, I have mentioned how candida grows a set of tendrils, pokes holes in the gut membrane, and gets into the bloodstream. It's not just candida getting into the bloodstream. It's sugar that gets into the bloodstream. It's heavy metals that get into the bloodstream. And now that there are holes in the gut membrane, food, before it's completely digested, get into the bloodstream. So now we have candida, we have various drugs, antibiotics, we have heavy metals, all these kind of things, chemicals, whatever, in the bloodstream. Grains that we're eating today have lectins in them. Those are toxic anti-nutrients that your digestive system cannot digest or break down. And these lectins also poke holes in the gut membrane and they get into the bloodstream. Now you have the bloodstream that's loaded with all of this sticky, heavy stuff. And this heaviness causes the little tiny openings in the bloodstream or blood vessels to dilate. So now you have these various toxins, heavy metals, candida, drugs, lectins. Now they are escaping from the blood through the holes in the vessels, and they're accumulating in between the spaces of the cells and tissues. Now the blood also has blood plasma proteins, whose job it is to take water and nutrients to the various cells and tissues. And these blood plasma proteins start to escape through the dilated holes in the blood vessels. They are known to attract sodium, and sodium attracts water. So now we have a whole whack of toxic debris, trapped blood plasma proteins, sodium, and water, causing inflammation or an irritation to the cells and tissues where they have accumulated. Now, I just want to say it was Dr. Samuel West that did a whole whack of studies on inflammation and the lymphatic system. And so even if there is an accumulation of this toxic debris and these trapped blood plasma proteins, it's not a problem if you have a healthy lymphatic system. That healthy lymphatic system will take those trapped blood plasma proteins and dump them back into the bloodstream via the subclavial veins that's near the neck area. And the lymph, and we have to know what lymph is. The lymph is water and salt. I want to stop at that word salt. So many of us are being told not to eat salt. I understand if it's processed salt. We eat Himalayan salt or gray salt or marina salt. That lymphatic fluid, that salt water, will take the excess sodium and toxins and neutralize a whole whack of them and then dump the rest out through our elimination channels, which is the bowels, the kidneys, the skin, and the lungs. Now start to imagine what happens to that lymphatic system when it becomes overloaded by our use of drugs, heavy metals from mercury fillings and all those vaccinations, flu shots, tetanus shots, whatever they may be, acids from stress and emotions, sugar, toxic chemicals, residues, free radicals, whatever that may be. Pretty soon, that poor lymphatic system will start to malfunction. And so now you have all this accumulation of all this toxic debris that leads to chronic inflammation, where now essential nutrients and oxygen are not able to reach that injured area. Dr. Otto Warburg, Nobel Prize winner, 1931, said, when the oxygen levels to that injured area drops to below 35%, then oxidation for the purpose of cell replication by the stem cells can no longer take place. And if there is an adequate amount of sugar in that injured area, oxidation flips into fermentation. Sugar feeds fermentation. And the process of fermentation produces ammonia and acids, which is a perfect breeding ground for all these microbes, bacteria, yeast, parasites, and fungus. The next step, the fungus integrates into the stem cell line of during the process of cell replication and genetically defects the cells as they replicate. Genetic defects do not come from an inherent birth defect. Cancer is not a genetic illness, as we're often made to believe. So we have women with healthy breasts who are having them surgically removed because they are told they have a gene that will create a cancer for them sometime in the future. Not so. The genetic defect comes when the fungus integrates into the stem cell line and genetically defects these cells. So now we have a replication of fungal mutated cells that cannot repair the injured cells or the injury in the membrane. Consequently, these mutated, genetically defected cells continue to replicate. And this continuous replication we call cancer. So this explains why in my world there is no such thing as cancer. There is only a nutritional deficiency and a toxic overload. So if we understand this, we can now take action for overcoming cancer or overcoming any diagnosed, diseased, no hope condition. What do we do? Number one, stop eating sugar. Sugar feeds candida. Stop eating grains. Grains today, 2018, are very high in starch, and the starch converts to sugar. They also are loaded with glyphosates, so we don't want to be eating those kind of things. They're no longer food for the body. Number two, we need to start eating the right foods. We need to raise our body temperature. And when should you take your body temperature? First thing in the morning, before there is any movement. It's critical to have that body temperature at that 37 degrees centigrade throughout the 8 hours of sleep. And you notice, there are, I should say, naturopathic doctors that promote spas. And what does this do? Raise body temperature. Exercise raises body temperature, but only for a few hours in the day. The key here is to have that body temperature at 37 degrees in that range throughout the whole day, 24/7. One food that raises body temperature is red meat, grass-fed. It's very high in protein and very high in omega-3. Omega-3, which is an essential fatty acid, keeps the cells pliable so that oxygen and nutrient energy can easily move into the cells and the toxic waste debris can move out. Meat does that, and we can add other super omega-3. I want to talk a little bit about super omega-3. This is information I received from Dr. Cordain. He said it's critical for cellular circulation, but it must contain the right ratio of EPA to DHA. He said 30 EPA to 15 DHA. Nature's Sunshine Super Omega has 380 EPAs to 190 DHA. It's in perfect ratio. A study was done once on a breed of cats that had cancer, and they were fed a high amount of omega-3 fatty acids and iron. The high amounts of omega-3s totally shrunk their tumors. And the tumors and the cancer cells were actually exploding from rapid oxidation. Omega-3 also increases cell fluidity. Oxygen rapidly gets into the cells. And this is what caused the rapid cancer cell apoptosis in this particular breed of cats. The next thing we need to remember is that we need to incorporate some superfood smoothies into our diet. Okay, so not only should we be eating red meat, fish, chicken, eggs, all these great vegetables, some seeds which have great oils in them, some berries, but we need superfoods, therapeutic nutrition. This comes from Nature Sunshine. And I always tell all my cancer clients to do at least 2 smoothies a day. And some of them have even done up to 4. What do we put in the smoothie? 1 ounce of Chinese mineral chi tonic. The color is red. Solstic energy. The color is orange. Flaxol lignans. The color is yellow. Now, lignans are scientifically known to bind toxic xenoestrogens and clean that out. Candida produces the xenoestrogens. Collatrim Plus, which is a collagen powder. Candida destroys collagen production. Collagen. And that collagen we have from Nature Sunshine is Collatrim Plus, a scoop. Water, and if you want to add some Zambrosa. And then something green like Green Zone and chlorophyll. Chlorophyll is known to increase the oxygen in the bloodstream and increase blood circulation, detoxify the bowels. So you see what we're doing with these superfoods, and you can add a protein powder if you so choose. The next thing we need to move into is addressing inflammation. We want to open up the lymphatic system. And this is where we use cat's claw combination, which has astragalus in it, and also echinacea. Astragalus is scientifically documented to increase stem cell production in the bloodstream. How cool is that? And we take lots of cat's claw, about 4 to 2 times a day, to open up the lymphatic system, to get the toxic debris moving out through the elimination channels. And we use colostrum on an empty stomach about 2 to 2 times a day, morning and night. Colostrum then gets into the bloodstream to bind toxic lectins and clean that out. And we use Protease Plus enzymes on an empty stomach so it can get into the bloodstream to clean out undigested food particles, undigested protein particles that are floating around in the bloodstream. And then we want to move into addressing the sources of our inflammation. In other words, what are the poisons that are creating inflammation in your cells and tissues and membranes? You need to address it. You need to stop putting the poisons into your bloodstream. Now, this takes taffy, my course, and sometimes it takes a consultation. So you have a choice. You can do taffy, taking action for your health, or a consultation. Then we move into elimination channels. This is where we open up the bowels. We can use LBS2, which is a combination of herbs for bowel and liver. We can do body detox, which is a combination of, it's a herbal formula that addresses liver, bowels, and kidneys. Some people need to do a kidney flush. We open up all elimination channels. Then we move into addressing fungus. Cancer is a fungal infection. There are fabulous antifungal herbs. One of them that I have to promote now is Podarco. P-A-U and then D'ARCO. Podarco. We do it in high amounts, 4-3 times a day with each meal. And when Papa comes back on the market, you can use Papa. Papa has 20 years of research by Dr. McLaughlin that is proven to be anti-cancer, antifungal, cleans the sugar out. And then we move into addressing the blood, cleaning the blood, cleaning the heavy metals out of the bloodstream. This is where we use that oral chelation tablet that I mentioned at the beginning called MC. And that's the program. We've had many, many people, hundreds of them, use this program very, very successfully. The key to this is patience. It took you many years to accumulate cancer in your body. In other words, toxic waste debris. You cannot expect to get to become cancer-free within 1 month. Sometimes it takes 6 months, sometimes a year. You just stay on the program until it works, because it always works. I'm going to turn the time over now to you for questions and answers, so just give me a second.